Deacus Templeton had once ridden with Frank and Jesse James. It was not particularly a matter of pride for him, especially since the James brothers were well-known figures, even idolized in some places, while very few had ever heard of Deacus Templeton. What bothered Templeton the most was that he was the one who had planned the train robbery in Muncie, Kansas, where they got $30,000. That was the biggest haul from any train robbery the James gang made, and it was Frank and Jesse who were celebrated, not the one who planned it. Shortly after that, Templeton decided to go into business for himself. He had learned that the Red Cliff Special would be carrying a money transfer of $50,000 from a bank in Pueblo, Colorado, to the bank in Big Rock, Colorado, which was more than any job the James brothers had ever pulled. To stop the train, he had piled wood and brush onto the track.
The train's coming, Deacus!
All right, Dooley.
Torch the pile, then.
Smoke Jensen had gone to Denver with Pearly and Cal to set up a plant that would ship beef, already butchered and processed, in refrigerated cars to markets in the East. Handling already processed meat was much cheaper than shipping live cattle, and the result was a greater profit to the rancher. Smoke built the plant not only for himself, but also for the other cattlemen in Colorado, as well as in Wyoming. He left Pearly and Cal in Denver to see to the final details and was on the way back home, changing trains in Pueblo so he could take the Red Cliff Special on its overnight run. He'd be arriving in Big Rock at 6 o'clock in the morning. Smoke didn't know what was going on, but he knew it certainly wasn't a normal stop. He looked through the window to see where they were, but the lanterns that lit the inside of the car cast reflections on the windows, making it difficult to see through them and into the dark outside. Though he couldn't see a thing through the windows, Smoke had a gut feeling the train was being robbed. He pulled his pistol and held it down in his lap.
Everyone stay in their seats!
The man was wearing a hood over his face, and he held a pistol pointed toward the passengers in the car.
Now, folks, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk down the aisle and hold my hat out. You know, sort of like what they do in church. But I don't just want a coin or two like you do for the Lord. I want everything you have. If I see any of you holding out on me, well, I'll have to shoot you.
The gunman started down the aisle making his collection. He got to a young woman holding a baby.
Please, this is all the money I have. I'm taking it to my husband so we can buy a house.
I said don't nobody hold back. Now you just empty that bag of yours into my hat.
Leave the lady alone.
Mister, this here is a train robbery. Maybe you don't understand how train robberies work. You see, I take the money, and people like you give the money, so you might as well get your money out. Because soon as I get the money from little mama here, well, I'll be taking yours.
If you want to live, put the hat down now so the people can get their money back and then leave this car.
If I want to live? Mister, I'm the one holding the gun here. Or ain't you noticed?
Leave this car now or die.
I've had about enough of you, mister.
I feel the same way.
What the hell?
One of the other train robbers jumped onto the train, but Smoke was ready for it.
What's going on in there?
One of the men ran up and looked into the car and then jerked his head back.
Clay and Dooley are both shot dead. I'm getting out of here.
You can't leave, McClain. We ain't got the money yet.
Get it yourself. There's only two of us left.
McClain started to ride away. Templeton raised his pistol.
And now there's only one of us.
Yeah!